The angels sing the louder, they know that we'll be with them right away. When cold storage vaults I visit, I can only say what is it makes mortals fill their systems with such stuff. For breakfast, prunes are dandy, if a stomach pump is handy, and a doctor can be found quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fine pig knuckles, and the undertaker chuckles, the gravedigger writes a note upon his cuff. Eat a luscious red bologna, you will wear a wood kimono, and your relatives will fight about your stuff. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat a luscious sweet pineapple and the sexton dust the chapel. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Oh, the fancy foods we mix will float us across the river Styx or start us climbing up the Milky Way. And the meals we eat in courses mean a hearse and four black horses. Before they eat, some people always pray. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Eat a sauce that we call chili. In your hands they'll place a lily. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. That's called Some Little Bug if you need that for your log. And it was recorded first in 1934 by the Kentucky mountain boy Bradley Kincaid, so it's not as new as it might sound. Willie Nelson says his heroes have always been cowboys, and anybody who grew up in that generation, as I did, our heroes certainly were cowboys at the movies every Saturday morning anyway. We could go to the movies Saturday morning about 9 o'clock, see the movie, come home, and then be infused with the personality of the cowboy hero all afternoon. I ride an old paint, I lead an old Dan, I'm going to Montana to throw the Julian. They feed in the coulees, they water in the draw. Backs are all matted, their tails are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. The fiery and snuffy are raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. Still he sings from morn till night. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. The fiery and snuffy are raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall. Put it on my pony and lead him from his stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west. We'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around them slow. The fiery and snuffy are raring to go. So many of these Western songs have to do with riding out somewhere, which I guess is understandable. That's how the cowboys got where they were going. As I rocked out in the streets of Laredo, I saw a young cowboy as he slowly rode by. I could see by his outfit that he was a cowboy. He could see by my outfit I was a cowboy too. We could see by my outfits that we were both cowboys. If you get an outfit, you can be a cowboy too. That was collected from the tradition of the Kingston Trio, I think. Probably not too old. This is another one that's not so old, but I learned it from the Peyton brothers who are on the program this year. And it's dedicated, I think, not only to cowboys, but to anybody in an occupation where they work for reasons other than money. Maybe people in education or law enforcement or cowboys. As I rode out one evening, graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. He asked me, why do you ride for the money? Why do you rope for short pay? You're getting nowhere, you're losing your share. You must have gone crazy out there. Last night I run onto Jenny. She's married and has a good life. You sure missed the track when you never came back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why do you ride for the money? Why do you rope for short pay? You're getting nowhere, you're losing your share. Do you think he's gone crazy out there? But she's never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen spring hit the great divide. She's never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Well, I finished up reading my letter. I tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Billy rode up to relieve me. He looked at my letter and grinned. Why do we ride for the money? Why do we rope for short pay? We're getting nowhere, we're losing our share. Must all be crazy out here, but they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen spring hit the great divide. They've never heard old Camp Cookie sing. They've never heard his high lonesome sound. They've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen spring hit the great divide. They've never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Thank you. I guess young people are always looking for heroes, and if ours and my time were the movie Cowboy, those songs have been preserved in books now, at least the real cowboy songs and the movie Cowboy songs, by a man who lives right here in Florida, Jim Bob Tinsley, whom you may have seen here at the festival a few times. He has two wonderful collections of cowboy songs now in book form. One is called He Was Singing This Song. And just recently, another one called A Cowboy Has to Sing. In between that, he wrote a book that was the biography of the Florida cow hunter, Bone Mizell. So if you see any of those books, all published by the University of Florida Presses, they'd be well worth your time, I think. Hi. After cowboys, maybe the next heroes that the young people look for were the men that worked the railroads. They weren't quite as free and easy as cowboys because they were tied to the rails, but in the days of the heyday of the American railroads, they certainly were, the engineers and the brakemen were certainly heroes. America's first country music star, Jimmie Rodgers, was known as the singing brakeman. And if I have a tradition in these folk areas, it is with the railroad, because my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father, my wife's father and her uncle, and I all worked at one time or another for the Atlantic Coast Line Railroad. And I think some of the romance has gone out of that now, because when I knew it, it was the Atlantic Coast Line. It later merged with the Seaboard Airline Railroad, and they called them, instead of the Seaboard Coastline, which makes sense, they called it the Atlantic Seaboard, which is, if nothing else, redundant. So, now it's CSX Transportation, which somehow loses its glamour, I don't know. But so many of the railroad songs had to do with tragedy, because there were tragedies in the running of the railroads. This is called either Old Number 9 or The Brave Engineer. 'Twas a dark and stormy night, not a star was in sight. The north wind come howling down the line. With his sweetheart so dear, stood a brave engineer with his orders to pull Old Number 9. With a tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye. The joy in his heart he could not hide. The whole world seemed bright as she told him that night, tomorrow she'd be his loving bride. The rails hummed a song as the wheel rolled along. The black smoke came pouring from the stack, and the headlight that beamed seemed to brighten his dreams of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. Have to do with the elements out here. He rounded a hill, his brave heart stood still, a headlight was shining in his face. He offered a prayer as he threw on the air, he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to raise his weary head. This message he sent as his breath slowly went to the maiden who thought that she'd be wed. There's a little white home I bought for our own. I thought we'd be happy by and by. I give it to you, for I know you'll be true when we meet at that golden gate. Goodbye. That's thank you. That's the theme of so many of the railroad ballads, I guess. But we seem to really like the sad songs back in those days. This doesn't have anything to do with railroads, but it follows, before we cheer up, this follows the theme of the same thing maybe for a little bit. One evening when the sun was low, my brown eyes whispered I must go. Not one moment could she wait. She kissed me and she left my gate. Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers they've become to me. One day I passed her on the street. I turned my head, I could not speak. Another man was by her side. I thought that she would be his bride. Those brown eyes I long to see.
so well. How I long for those brown eyes, strange as they've become to me. 7 long years for me, she cried. It was her brother by her side. Now up in heaven there waits for me the brown-eyed angel I long to see. Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes, strangers they've become to me.
One of the nice things that they do when you come up here, and I'll close with doing anything I want to, because when they let you come up here, they give you the time, about 25 minutes to do what you want to do, and they let you do anything you want to do. So, hello, Marianne. So I'm going to close by doing anything I want to.
I can do anything, anything I want to, anything I want to, anything I want to. I can do anything, anything I want to, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. The world is my oyster, I am the king. I love it when I'm visiting. I can do most anything when I see Grandma and Grandpa. I can ride on the dog, I can roll on the rug, give mess up Grandpa's pole, give his nose a tug. Bounce me around, give me a hug, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. I can do anything, anything I want to, anything I want to, anything I want to. I can do anything, anything I want to, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. I get washed and fed, I get toys and books, get to stay up, I don't have to go to bed. They bounce me around and read to me instead, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. I can do anything, anything I want to, anything I want to, anything I want to. I can do anything, anything I want to, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. They take me to the store, they take me to the zoo, they do buy me anything I want them to. They never get tired and I'm overdue, when I see Grandma and Grandpa. I can do anything, anything I want to, anything I want to, anything I want to. I can do anything, anything I want to, when I see Grandma and Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You'll probably hear this one more times at the festival, but it's one of the great songs by Will McLean, and I guess they can't be heard too often.
In a dungeon deep in St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept, then Wildcat said, "Oh Chief, I beg you, go with me to stand against their mortal foe." But Osceola held his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die, Wildcat brother. To the grassy waters, take the Seminole. There no white man can invade or leave you lying dead and cold.
I shall not live among such evil men who mock this sign of truce, this flag of white, and on not their given sacred word. Their name shall be the light, light that shines in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches they shall not drive us from our land, or drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who died, and those of you who always will remain in this a blessed blood-stained flower land. Must fight and fight again. My spirit walks with those of you who died, and those of you who always will remain in this a blessed blood-stained flower land. Must fight and fight again.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.